السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, today in South Africa is the 29th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. We should scan the sky tonight. It's 27-hour moon and crescent. Inshallah, it will be sighted in multiple places. Contact your local ulama and jamiats and so forth. And that will usher in the month of Jumad al-Ula. 4 months left for the month of Ramadan Mubarak, inshallah. Secondly, today is Wednesday afternoon. This time between Zohar and Asr was accepted. I beg all of you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that pray a lot abundantly for Hamas, for Palestine, for Gaza, for the West Bank, for Sudan, and all these countries and places, because the enemies today have made up their mind. They want to wipe them out. May Almighty Allah wipe America out and Israel and all these Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, murtads, who want to attack Hamas and Gaza and so forth and so on. So Allah must destroy their wealth and their kingdoms and their oil and everything, inshaAllah al-Aziz. So we must keep on begging Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And today our tour starts to Costa. So inshaAllah al-Aziz, after Maghrib, the program will start tonight, 1st of Jumad al-Ula, inshaAllah, that once we receive the confirmation. So today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter number 10, Surah Yunus, verses number 37 to 40. Let us recap and summarize yesterday's lesson. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala posed a rhetorical question to them, that which one of your idols, semi-gods, demigods, associate gods can create the creation and then resurrect it? Nobody can do that. Almighty Allah is asking them, can your idols and semi-gods, demigods guide somebody to the truth? Nobody can guide them besides Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. فَمَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. What is wrong with you, O people? If you just apply this sentence here to the world today, 7 billion people plus, gone astray, dhal, mudil, kuffar, mushrikeen, munafikeen, and hypocrites, and disbelievers, and idol worshippers, how can you equate these idols of yours, man made, that if the birds urinate, defecate on them, they can't help themselves? How the hell are they going to help you? So can't you even think? And you want to say they are on par with Almighty Allah? You say they're going to intercede for you by Almighty Allah? So Almighty Allah states, وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِلَّا ظَنَّا. Majority of them are not following except their conjecture and their own thinking and their base desires and so forth. إِنَّ ظَنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. Verily, this conjecture, this guesswork will not help against the truth, even the slightest bit. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Almighty Allah is all-knowing what you are doing in the darkness of the night, in the brightness of the day, in the khalwa and jalwa, in private and in public. Everything is known to Almighty Allah. Jalla wa'ala is Alim, is Khabir, is Basir, is Sami'. All these attributes are Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He is all hearing, all seeing, all knowing, omnipresent. All that we should remember, and that we should also take cognizance of it, that Almighty Allah does not punish us immediately. He gives us muhla, respite. Make tawbah and repent, and Allah will forgive you, expunge your sins and my sins, and all of us are sinners. Therefore, use these opportunities. Kullukum khatta'un wa khairul khatta'in at-tawabun. The hadith sharif of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mishkat sharif. All of you are sinners who are living today, insane and mature. And the best sinner is the one who repents and turns to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and begs for forgiveness. Chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verses 37 to 40, today's lesson. The greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the Quran Sharif. Al-Mu'jiza Al-Khalida, perpetual eternal miracle. Al-Mu'jiza Al-Kubra, the biggest and greatest miracle. So Almighty Allah in today's lesson is giving humanity and jinn and the entire creation a challenge. وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ أَن يُفْتَرَى مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And this Quran Sharif, why is the Quran called Quran? Some ulama said Quran comes from the word qara'a, to read. So therefore, we must read the Quran Sharif daily. Some ulama said the original word Quran comes from the word qara'na, qaf, ra'nun. That means to join and attach. So all the verses are joined with one another. All the surahs and chapters are connected with one another. 114 chapters in the noble Quran, 6,236 verses in the noble Quran, all that story of 6,600 or 6,666, all Indian fairy tales and so forth, has got no basis. Remember that. Always, وَالْحَقُّ وَحَقُّ يُتَّبَى. We must follow the truth even if people dislike it. وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. And this Quran Sharif is not أَن يُفْتَرَى مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. When the word iftira is used, it normally means to fabricate, to invent, to concoct things up, you see that. So Almighty Allah is saying, وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ أَن يُفْتَرَى مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And this Quran Sharif cannot be produced min dunillah except by Almighty Allah. Because everything in the Quran is mu'jiz, is a miracle, you must remember that. Who could have informed Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1400 years ago and more about the development of the fetus in the mother's womb? Allah is speaking about it in the beginning of the 18th Juz, in the beginning of Surah 23, verses 12, 13, 14, 15. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. Allah speaks about every 40 days there's a change. And the hadith sharif of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muslim sharif, that after 120 days, after 4 months, ensoulment takes place, the ruh is inserted into that fetus and into that unborn baby and child. So where do you get all that information 1400 years ago? So everything in the Quran Sharif is a miracle, remember that. But we open the tap, and the people who put the glass, the cup in the right direction, the water will come, the mercy will come. But you go and put your glass and cup upside down, then nothing will come. So don't blame Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for your own recklessness and foolishness. وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. But this Quran Sharif is a confirmation, an affirmation of the books that came before it. Today they say the Quran Sharif and the Bible and the Gospel and the Torah are contradicting one another. Yes, it must contradict, because your Jerebais, who are donkeys, Quran says, chapter 62, verse number 5, that these rabbis of the Jewish faith and their scholars, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are just like donkeys carrying big, big encyclopedias. And you Christians, remember Quran says that you are dhal, that you are the people who are astray, and you lead others astray as well. And you can see today how the church totally disgraced and so forth in all parts of the world, busy with pedophilia and so forth. The Pope has to go and apologize for all that. So Quran Sharif is confirming that which is in the original Torah, original Injil, original Zabur. They corrupted everything, you must remember that. If you think that I am telling you stories, then just go to the Bible and read the history of it. So you must remember they had the Holy Bible, as they call it. Then in the early 1900s, there was a Bible called the Scofield Bible, Scofield. So just Google it and see. And then 1909, it was printed for the first time. So this person, yeah, he added the Hashia, the marginal notes. He added the commentary, all that. And then they write there that Israel, because remember, Palestine belongs to the Israelis and Jews and that. It's not Allah said. So they added all these things here, the haramis. You can see what crooks they are. How disgraced they are getting. Ehud Barak, the former Prime Minister of Israel, raping young girls who are 15 years old. And this Prince Andrew and all of them. Whole lot haramis. Trump himself a rapist and a pedophile. So that is what goes on. And Allah is humiliating them and Netanyahu and his cabinet war criminals. So walakin tasdeeq alladhi bayna yaday. So this Quran Sharif has come as a confirmation for the previous books and not the contradiction. What tafsir al-kitab, and this book is what? Explaining to you things about this world and the year after. There is a Jannah and paradise. There is a Jahannam and the year and the hellfire. There is Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of justice, the day of reckoning, and the day of, you must remember, Taghabun, where we'll know who the winners and losers are. La rayba fih. There's absolutely no doubt in this book, and there's no doubt in the day of justice. Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that in the beginning of Surah Baqarah, chapter 2. Alif Lam Mim. Zalika al-kitab la rayba fih. This is the book, the final constitution for humanity, posterity, and jinn, and the entire creation. And la rayba fih. There's absolutely no doubt and skepticism in it. Mir Rabbil Alameen. It comes directly from Him, Almighty Allah, who is the sustainer, nourisher, provider. Alameen means everybody, everything, all besides Allah. So who can nourish and sustain and provide for people and creation and animals and reptiles and insects? Only Him, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that Wallahu Khairul Raziqeen. He is the best of the best sustainers, nourishers, and providing for me and you. So we're having a sumptuous lunch now. When at night we have a sumptuous supper. How did it come to us? Who is providing all this? Only Almighty Allah. And not one, two people, million, billion, trillion, zillion creation. Whether it is the fish in the ocean, whether it is the ant, you must remember, in their colony, whether it is the bees in wherever they are flying, and everything Allah sustains. Therefore we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is solely, only for you, O Almighty Allah. Jalla wa ala Rabbil Alameen, the sustainer, nourisher, provider of all the worlds. But these enemies, agar tu hina chahe to bahane hazar. If you don't want to do something, then you will always look for excuses. But they say no, that this Quran Sharif was invented, fabricated, authored by who? By Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore Allah Ta'ala mentions Nabi al-Ummi. So when we use the word ummi for me and you, it will mean that you can't read, you can't write, and so forth, you illiterate. Never ever use that word for Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You must understand what the Quran is telling us. Not just follow like sheep and follow the Pied Piper and so forth. So Almighty Allah says, Nabiyil ummi illadhi. So you must remember who is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala as a prophet and messenger. And ummi for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam means la yuallimuhu bashar, that human being has not taught him. Allah Jalla Wala taught him directly. That is the shan, that is the rank, that is the status of Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go and read chapter number 7, Surah A'raf, and verse number 157. Alladheena yattabi'oona ar-rasool an-nabiyya al-ummiyya alladhi yajidoonahu maktooban indahum fi at-tawraat wal-injeel. That they must follow immaculately the prophet and the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was ummi, who was taught directly by Allah and not by creation. Wa 'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam. Allah is teaching you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what you did not know. Wa kana fadlullahi 'alayka 'azima. Allah's grace is so much, abundantly, profusely upon you. Yajidunahu, they will find his name, nami, ismi, grami, honorable name, maktuban, written, recorded, indahum, by them, fit Tawrat wal Injil, in the Torah and Injil. Chapter 7, verse number 157. So we need to wake up and understand what's really going on. Not just like sheep and follow. So we must sift out the haq from the batil, the truth from the falsehood and fairy tales. So am yaqulun aftara. Nay, they're saying that he invented it, authored it, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah says, fine. So let's take you up and rebuke you, reprimand you. Qul. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them, fa'atu bi suratin mithlihi. Bring one surah, one chapter, in eloquence, in beauty, in glory, in style and diction, a replica of the Quran. And wad'u man istata'tum min dunillah. Call whoever you want to, the biggest linguists, the biggest professors, the biggest scientists, the biggest ulama, min dunillahi in kuntum sadiqeen, besides Almighty Allah, if you are truthful. So go study how Almighty Allah challenged them. Almighty Allah, you call this in Arabic, write down, ulama, students, tahaddi wa taha. So the first challenge Almighty Allah gave them to the mushrikeen and idol worshippers and the doubting Thomases, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala told them, "Qul la in ijtama'ati al-insu wal jinnu ala ayatu bi mithli hadha al-Quran." So you jinnat and human being, all of you get together and bring a replica of the entire Quran. La ya'tuna bi mithlihi, you will never be able to bring it. Wa law kana ba'dhuhum li ba'dhin zahira, even if all of you help one another. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 88. So that's the first challenge, the entire Quran Sharif. Second challenge, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala told them, okay, what you do is that you bring 10 surahs. قُلْ فَعَتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ مُفْتَرَيَاتٍ. So you bring, you must remember, you saying this Quran Sharif is fabricated and so forth and so on. So you reproduce a replica of 10 surahs. وَدْءُوا مَنْ إِسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you are truthful. Chapter number 11, Surah Hud, verse 13. So all that they failed, you see that. Allah Jalla Wala gave them the ultimate and final challenge. And what did Almighty Allah state? And this is good for today also. Wa in kuntum fi raybin mimma nazzalna ala abdina fa'atu bi suratin min mithli. If you, O non-Muslims and doubting Thomases and Munafiqeen, you have any doubt in what we reveal to our beloved servant Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fa'atu bi suratin mithli, so then you must reproduce a replica of one surah. This is in surah 2 and verse number 23. So remember it, before that is one surah. Where Almighty Allah spoke about it, you must remember, قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِأَشْرِ سُورٍ مِثْلِهِ. You must bring 10 surahs, like the glory, beauty of the Quran. So where this is mentioned is where? So you must remember, there are 10 surahs before that. So that is how Allah Ta'ala is telling us. So until today, they can't do that. So it shows the miracle of the Quran Sharif continues. So bi suratim mithlihi, one surah, 3 verses. Wad'u man istata'tum min dunillahi in kuntum sadiqin. Call whoever you want besides Allah if you are truthful in your claim. Bal nay kazzabu, they reject the message and the messenger. Bima lam yuhitu bi ilmihi, because they cannot encompass the knowledge and the wahi that comes in the Quran Sharif, the wahi that comes in the Sunnah Mubarakah. So ilmihi means that. Walamma yatihim ta'wilu, and as yet the consequences have not come to them, the interpretation has not come to them, and as yet, remember, they're still living, and then the punishment comes and tears them apart, and that is what happens. So you must remember Ariel Sharon Ari, they used to call him, you see. 8 years he stayed in Sakarat. That are the consequences. That are the interpretation. So Almighty Allah ki lati be awase, the stick must hit. Kadhalika. So remember that similarly. Kadhaba alladhina min qablihim, before them the nations, generations came and rejected the message and the messengers. So like Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim Khalilu alayhi salam. Kadhaba alladhina min qablihim, fanzur, go and see. Travel on this earth. Kayfa kana aqibatu dhalimin, what is the end result and the consequences of these zalims and worse, and these people here who are the worst of the worst? كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ. And thereafter, the last verse for today's lesson, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ. And some of them, they believe in this propaganda and so forth, the kuffar they are making, and remember that they rejected the truth. But those who were sincere, they brought Iman and Islam. So Almighty Allah states, وَمِنْهُمْ, from the kuffar and munafiqeen, some of them, مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ, they brought Iman on Allah Jalla Wala. They brought Iman on Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They brought Iman on the Quran Sharif and so forth. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ. And then you get others. They don't have the firm conviction in the promises of Almighty Allah. So in that way there, Allah Ta'ala will punish them if they don't have Iman. وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the one and only. So you must remember, He knows that who are the Muslihin, the people who want peace, and Mufsideen, the troublemakers and so forth. So وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ. If you have a neighbor, you have a boss, you have some person really troubling you, then now it's time for dua. Read Surah 29, Surah Ankabut, and that is the spider, and verse number 30, and what it tells you, Rabbin surni ala al-qawmil mufsideen. Ya Allah, assist me against the troublemakers and so forth. So inshaAllah al-Aziz, all will go well. And inshallah, we should keep on making dua this afternoon as well. Allah Ta'ala qabool farmaye. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.